With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Disconnect and Connect. Maybe you think you're having trouble losing weight because you eat too much or you snack too much or you don't get enough exercise. Surprisingly enough, overeating, unhealthy eating, and lack of exercise are not always the culprits that prevent a person from losing excess weight. Have you ever heard about cortisol? Before I tell you about it, let's remind ourselves that no one knows better how to maintain your new car than the manufacturer. He's the one that wrote the owner's manual. In like manner, no one knows better how to take care of body and soul than the Creator. He too wrote an owner's manual, which tells us to observe the Sabbath. Many perceive the Sabbath as limiting, mandatory disconnection from all types of weekday activities, especially digital connection to social media and email. How many people expect you to be digitally connected 24/7 and to respond to them instantaneous too? Otherwise they're insulted, especially with email and social media. Read receipts. This is a formula for burnout. The mind and soul never get a break, resulting in massive secretions of cortisol, the stress hormone. An excess of cortisol obstructs weight loss and promotes fat storing and weight gain. There is no way, if you got all this cortisol flowing through your system, that you're going to lose weight. It also ruins a good night's sleep and triggers irritability, a lack of patience, depression, and mood swings. Well, the Sabbath, Shabbat, as we say in Hebrew, is a day of rest from cortisol and stress. We turn our smartphones off and we disconnect from social media. Instead of listening to the beeps and buzzes of media alerts, we listen to our loved ones and to the chirping of the birds. As we disconnect from the external world, we connect to the internal world, our Creator, our loved ones, and our own souls. It's a time of physical and emotional relaxation and reset that replenishes and rejuvenates body and soul. So if you don't already, try a day of disconnecting every week. Pick Shabbat, the Sabbath. Don't just disconnect. Connect too, to your spouse, to your children, your Creator, and to yourself. Take a walk in the park or to somewhere beautiful where you can meditate and commune with your Creator. You'll feel terrific. So now you have something to look forward to all week long. Blessings for a lovely week and a beautiful Shabbat.